I had an outing last night with Robin, my coworker, and her mom and my mom, and we went to a flower arranging private class. Like, we had, you know, Robin was like, do you want to go do this with us? And she was treating her mom, and so she's like, do you and your mom want to come? To which I said yes, and so fun. Yesterday, all day, I was counting down and almost like dreading the dreading leaving Ellie.
Oh.
Which is weird because I leave her every day. So I don't know.
I don't think, can I offer a theory?
Yeah.
I don't think it's Ellie that you were dreading leaving. I think, because I experienced the same thing like a week or two ago, I had lunch with a friend. First time in Atlanta in a restaurant with a person who wasn't you. Mm-hmm. I think it was my first time in Atlanta in a restaurant in a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the same thing for like 24 hours beforehand. Like, what time do I leave? All this other stuff. Because the entire time that coronavirus is doing its corona thing, you are pregnant. And then we had a newborn.
Mm-hmm.
We were so strict.
Yeah, we didn't go anywhere. And
now to have plans and something on the schedule, I think you were just anxious.
So maybe that's it. Yes. I don't know. And the thing is like, I had a really good time. Ellie was sleeping. You know what I mean? Like, her bedtime was like 45 minutes after I left. And I just was, I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe it is just going out and doing social, quote unquote, things for the first time, even though I see Robin every day, you know, and I see my mom like every other day. It really just, I don't know. It's such a weird feeling to be scared of leaving your house, kind of. And I'm not scared like, oh my gosh, I hope it's sanitized. I hope, you know what I mean? It wasn't like that. It was just the anticipation of going out.
What time do you have an, other than going to work, which is easy for you because you work such crazy early hours, other than going to work, it's been a year since either one of us has had to think about having to be somewhere at a specific time on a specific day. Ellie's had a couple doctor's appointments.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's just weird.
I kind of wonder if we're alone in that too, or if other people, as they've started like going out for the first time, if you also feel like a little bit of added stress in some way, even if you can't describe it. Anyway, give us a call if you would like to stand in solidarity with us being a little freaked out as we re-enter the world. And by freak out, I mean socially awkward as we re-enter the world. 800-434-5454.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. This episode is brought to you by Dinner Affair.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for Callie's iced coffee recipe that, number one, is healthy, but number two, has probably saved us so much money in the past week or two. The only reason I haven't done the total is because then I'll see how much we spent like per
before,
month.
And you can't.
Per month going to Starbucks. And I just have no interest in that. In knowing what that total is.
I wouldn't go straight to healthy, but healthier. Weight Watchers friendly, we'll call it. It's
got
heavy cream in it. It's not, I mean, I wouldn't go straight to healthy.
But it's only 2 points on Weight Watchers.
Right, but for people that like eat clean and don't eat anything, no.
This ain't for you, kids. But you don't need us because you got your pre-workout. You get your energy from that. This, compared to what we were getting at Starbucks that I think was 8 points, this is healthy.
Yes.
And much more fiscally responsible. So thanks for saving us money.
Hey, you're welcome. My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful that I love being around you so much.
Aww.
I was thinking about that yesterday. Like, I genuinely enjoy being around you all the time.
Oh, that's all
like,
the time.
I know it's kind of weird, but But even knowing, like, even when you're working downstairs or whatever, and I'm working upstairs, which has been the case for a lot of this week because I've been working from home, I still like knowing that, oh, my person is in this house. My, you know, it's just, I don't know. I love you.
All the time, though, even when I'm like grumpy fish all the time?
When you're grumpy fish, I feel like ready for you to snap out of it, but I still do like being around you.
Well, that's so nice.
We need to talk about, this was on the schedule. It kept getting bumped, kept getting bumped, kept getting bumped, kept getting bumped. But I still feel really strongly about it. And I want to talk Meghan and Harry. We don't have to talk about it for a long time, but there is something that I was seeing recurring on social media about the Meghan and Harry Oprah interview that I wanted to address because it really irritates me. Maybe not the right word. Maybe it's a little ignorant. I don't know. I really hate that there is a narrative ever that people of status or people who have a certain amount of money cannot struggle with suicide, depression, or mental health.
Why are you depressed when you get a designer purse every 6 months and drive a brand new car every other year?
Yeah, it just, it bums me out because mental health issues don't discriminate.
Right.
They don't care who you are. They don't care what your job is. They don't care how much privilege you have or how much money you have. And I think it's really easy when we're struggling and upset about something to say, well, how could you be depressed? You know what I mean? Like, I would be shocked if someone hadn't said that about me. How could you possibly be depressed? You got the baby you always wanted.
Somebody did say that about you years ago, which is, I think, what started this train of thought, because you brought this up to me before when you were talking about just feeling sad one day. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I just woke up sad and I can't shake it. It's been 2 days in a row. This sucks or whatever. And it was a summer. It was in the summer because we had just come back from the lake house. Mm-hmm. And somebody responded with, what do you have to be sad about?
You know, I have. And she even said, you have a lake house.
Right.
And I will never forget that. And my first thought was, you know, I would assume that she's going through some financial something that she's not happy about, right, to make that comment. Like, it was very personal. But I hate that the misunderstanding that if you live a certain lifestyle, you must be happy. And I think it's really dangerous because Jeff and I discussed this, not on our show because it was years ago, but when Anthony Bourdain took his own life. And somebody said, and I don't know if it was Jeff or if we read it in an article, but someone said, it's really weird to be in a position where you look around and you can say, I have everything I want, but I'm still feeling this way and I'm still feeling alone and I still feel awful. And it's dangerous to give life to that narrative because I think some people start to believe it. And if we tell people who are already struggling with their mental health that they shouldn't feel the way that they feel, if we diminish how they feel about it, I think that leads to more suicides, more critical mental health problems. And I just wanted to say about it.
I get it, because if you don't know anyone or suffer with any level of mental illness that you can identify as like a chemical thing, where you just wake up one day and you're like, I'm just sad. I'm just anxious. I can't shut my mind's just racing. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's like an ADHD thing or whatever, or manic depressive stuff, where you're aware that it's a chemical thing. Unless you have that, it's difficult to relate to that, because depression, you're like, oh, if somebody's depressed, just tell them to cheer up. If mm-hmm. somebody's anxious, just tell them to calm down, whatever. But you would never, like, didn't Kim Kardashian over the past 48 hours be announced like as a billionaire? Mm-hmm. She just got like in the billionaires club.
Yeah.
If she got a cold, you would never say to her, oh my, or say about her, oh my gosh, I can't believe she got a cold. She's a billionaire. Or mm-hmm. even worse, if she got cancer, or if she was skiing and broke her leg, you wouldn't say, I can't believe that she broke her leg. I can't believe that she has cancer. I can't believe she caught a cold. She has access
to the best medical professionals money can buy.
But even outside of that, like it, not outside of the professionals, just the fact that an illness, like
illnesses don't choose people.
Yes.
Based on how much money they have, what they look like, who they are. Mental health doesn't care.
So
depression doesn't care.
So what I'm trying to say is, because I think a lot of people who don't suffer with mental illness don't believe that it's real. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to give maybe something tangible to think about. Like Kim Kardashian can catch a cold. Any other billionaire can be depressed. Mm-hmm. Any other billionaire can suffer with anxiety. Kim Kardashian can break her leg on a ski trip. A Meghan Markle can feel suicidal. Like mm-hmm. it can all happen. Like it doesn't matter, you know?
Yeah. And so I just wanted to open the conversation about that. It really made me upset seeing comments like that. And I know there are people on the internet that will just say anything. They will always be there. But consciously, if you are someone who thinks that depression, anxiety, and mental health is based on physical things, or even having a spouse, having a child, it's not. And we always look when people take their own lives and say, well, if I only would have known, if I only this, if I only that, if they had just said something. And then when people say something, we say, well, you can't feel that way.
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't feel that way. But they do.
Or even worse, why would you feel that way? Everything's great for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So something to think about when you, I don't know, just something to think about.
All right, changing direction. Callie, if this was our child, this is a news story that I'm going to share with you. If this was our child, are you proud of them? Mm-hmm. Or are they grounded for life?
Okay.
Okay. It's a 10-year-old boy. He wanted Cheerios for breakfast. Mm-hmm. The night before, he thought of the Cheerios. He's like, oh, I want Cheerios tomorrow morning for breakfast. He goes to the cabinet. There's no Cheerios. He's 10 years old. So he gets in his parents' 2016 Chrysler minivan and drives to Walmart at 9:30 p.m. to get Cheerios. He passed a police officer who pulled him over and asked him what he was doing. And he said, I want Cheerios for breakfast. Now, you gotta admire the kid's tenacity and his independence. You gotta respect that, right?
No. No. I would kill Ellie. I would kill her.
You would kill her to her face, but privately, aren't you like, yeah, my kid's pretty slick. Like, knows that the Cheerios are at Walmart. Like, that's such... That's Kevin McAllister and Home Alone vibes right there.
Yeah, that is true. I feel like, yeah, I feel like there will be lots of times that we're a parent that we either can't admit that our kid's doing something really funny and cool, but we have to be the people that set boundaries for her, you know?
Yeah.
But then she goes to bed and we're like, oh my God, that was hilarious.
I'm sure that there are parents who have put their kids in time out or are like spanking their kids or whatever. And while the kids can't see them are like laughing at the other adults in the room. Like, what are we, you know?
Yeah.
What in the world did we raise?
Yeah.
So not proud at all. 10 years old, drove to Walmart a little bit, a little bit.
No, maybe if he was like, you know, maybe if he was like 4, but
10, he should know better.
Well, 10, he knows that Cheerios are Walmart. Are at Walmart. So that's not like, it doesn't make him a prodigy that he knows where Cheerios come from.
He got in a car and drove at age 10.
Agree to disagree.
Well, I'm not encouraging you to do it if you're listening to this in the future, Ellie. So don't, but I'm just saying part of me would be proud.
Buying new underwear isn't really at the top of mind for me. It's always at the top of mind for Jeff. And he replaces his underwear every year, completely top to bottom, the whole drawer. Me, I kind of forget to think about it. And I noticed the other day that I have some super old underwear and it is time to get that out of my drawer and replace it with new, beautiful, soft, sustainable, breathable underwear from Me Undies. Now, we got our package from Me Undies, and I was so excited to have some new super soft underwear and loungewear. And here's what you're going to love. They have a range of sizes from extra small to 4XL. They have crazy prints or classic colors if you are like me and like to stick with what you know. Never leave your couch again with a Me Undies membership, a monthly subscription that sends new pairs right to your door. With site-wide savings and exclusive sales, you'll automatically pay less for everything. Me Undies has a great offer for Upside listeners. Get 15% off your first order and free shipping by going to MeUndies.com/upside. That's MeUndies.com/upside. If you're not completely satisfied with any product for any reason, Me Undies will exchange it or refund it. No questions asked. MeUndies.com/upside.
At home delivery of everything has been so clutch since a baby has shown up at this house. And Thrive Market is on the short list of our favorites. Thrive Market delivers right to our door snacks, healthier snacks too. Like, this isn't, I'm starving, let me run into the gas station and see what they got. This is, I'm going to keep my house stocked with healthier snacks so I don't eat that other crap. They've got healthy snacks, they've got vitamins, they've got cleaning products, and they've also got stuff for kids and babies. They're all healthy. And if you're on like a special diet, like keto or something like that, you can sort their food items based on what diet you're on. You can also do the same thing with their cleaning products. If there's certain categories of cleaning products that you don't want in your house or that you do want to use, you can sort by those. It's so easy and you're going to save money because Thrive Market is an online membership-based market. You get member-only prices. A Thrive Market customer is going to save an average of $32 on every order. Join Thrive Market today to get 25% off your first order and an exclusive free gift. The only way to get this offer is by going to thrivemarket.com/upside. That's Thrive market.com/upside to get the exclusive offer of 25% off your first order and a free gift. You can't get this offer anywhere else. Go to thrivemarket.com/upside.
Are you someone that loves online shopping? Are you someone that also loves deals? I think that covers everyone, right? Okay, well, Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online that range from sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery. The delivery service that Jeff and I order from all the time is on there, and my top places that I always shop online are also on Honey. Here's how Honey works. When you check out, the Honey button drops in and all you have to do is click apply coupons. In a couple of seconds, Honey searches for coupons for that site. And if they find a working coupon, you will see that discount reflected in your shopping cart. I went online recently to find my favorite face mask because I need another one of those. And Honey saved me $6. And I was super excited about that. Honey has found its over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. If you don't already have money, you could be straight up missing out on the free savings. It's free and it installs in a few seconds. By getting it, you'll be doing yourself a favor, grabbing those deals and supporting this podcast. Get Honey for free and join honey.com/upside. That's joinhoney.com/upside.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Today's quote of the day. When you find an idea that you just can't stop thinking about, that's probably a good idea to pursue.
Now, I know that you are in limbo with your coaching sitch. What's the last that we talked about on the show about this?
I am just in the process of figuring out a start date. Not really going to go into it here because it's become, as with many things Jeff related, it's become more dramatic than it needs to be, I think. But maybe tomorrow or Monday on the episode, I'll explain. But as of right now, I don't have a coach.
So you are in limbo. However, you inspired me to hire a coach. Now, mine's not as much of an investment as yours is. I am kind of like tagging out. It costs, you know, the same as something else I budgeted for. So I'm like switching places with what I was using the money for.
Okay.
But I hired a life coach and it starts not this week, but next week. And I'm going to start meeting with her and getting not really life advice, but her primary things like relationships in your life and boundaries and the relationship with yourself. So that's where we're going to start.
And the relationship with time, right? Like that was one of your big...
No, because I don't have really an issue. Well, what I said to her was, I want to... There are two things that I really want help with. One of them is... figuring out, I said, I feel like my life right now and the parts of my life are like a pie chart that hasn't been put together. And all the pieces of the pie are just floating in space. And I want help putting them all together. So between our business, work, friends, my parents, Ellie, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to figure out how to make my life work in this new way.
Yeah.
And... number two is I have noticed, I don't even think I've told you this yet, but I have, because I think the past year, the internet has hit a different level of cruel, mean, judgmental. I think really everybody's been on edge for a little bit. Not saying it's not justified, but I have gotten to the point where I am scared, sometimes on the show, but mostly on social media, to say anything because I'm scared of being attacked for it.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean anything. I don't mean anything political. I don't mean, but I just mean having any sort of opinion about anything, even what like, dishes we're using for Ellie. You know what I mean? I'm terrified to post that because I don't want to be torn down. And I was telling her, you fill out this thing about yourself. And I was saying that the value that I brought on my Instagram was the ability to connect with people. And the way that I did that was being vulnerable. And while I'm still being vulnerable, I have shut it off 90% because I'm terrified to say the wrong thing, offend the wrong person, not stand up for the right person. I'm just scared. And I feel paralyzed by that fear in our business. And our business depends on that. So I really want to work on that.
Well, congratulations on getting inspired by me and getting a coach before I did.
Sorry.
All right. Here are my three random things brought to you by Brown and Company Jewelers, because Callie loves a category today.
Not bathroom, not bathroom, not bathroom, not bathroom.
Health and wellness.
Okay.
Number one, three people every year die from vending machines falling on top of them while they're trying to shake a snack free. So, as you're headed back to the office, if you've been working from home and things are headed in a good direction, your office might be opening back up, which means that you are going to be craving those peanut butter Lance crackers or the little
Lance
crackers or the peanut M&Ms or the chocolate frosted donuts. Enjoy those safely. If it gets stuck, don't shake the machine. You could end up one of the three dead people. Number two, a little bit of daily stress can actually make your brain younger. People who experience some level of daily stress actually have better mental abilities than people who experience no stress. Experiencing some stress boosts memory, learning, and problem-solving skills in comparison to no stress at all. Hmm. That was from a research journal. And I tried to find the article, but it's a very smart person research journal.
So not for us.
So I couldn't read enough of it, but I wanted to know who they found in the world that has no stress. Like it must have been like a monks.
I was just thinking that.
But who else wouldn't have?
I don't know.
Who would live with no stress?
I don't know.
And wouldn't it be neat to be them for like 1 week?
I feel like American level stress is so high that a little bit of stress, it would be hard to find people with only a little bit of stress.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially right now.
Because I feel like the baseline for stress in America is quite high.
All right. My third random thing. This was in last month's Health magazine. This is a warning. And I definitely know this. If you're on a diet, just one bite of your temptation treat. So if you're like for me, I know it's ice cream and sweets, like chocolate chip cookies, something like that. One bite of whatever your favorite treat is can blow your willpower. This is a study from the University of Miami and the University of Florida. They found that a single bite of a treat can trigger a desire for more of that same type of food that is so powerful that you physically can't overcome it. So if you think, oh, I've got a sweet tooth, let me just have one spoonful of ice cream. Let me have one quarter of this cookie. Let me have one whatever. Guess what? It doesn't work. Guess what? It could be really dangerous. It could send you down a path of eating all the ice cream. All right, those are my three random things.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Today's episode was brought to you by Dinner Affair, the official meal kit for families. Visit dinneraffair.com/upside for your exclusive discount.
Next month, and I know it's weird to already be thinking about the month of May, but next month is May, and what happens in May? Mother's Day. And Podcast Magazine is currently looking for the top moms in podcasting. And I think it would be really cool if two people that I know were on that list. Number one is obviously you, Callie. I would love it if you were on that list as a top mom in podcasting. And then number two is our friend Kramer over at Certified Mama's Boy. He started a podcast with his mom, whose name is
Nancy. Best name ever.
Best name ever. And she has to be a top mom in podcasting. So if you could, please go to podcastmagazine.com/moms and vote for Callie and Nancy Yancey. You can also just text the word vote to 800-434-5454. You'll get a link right to your phone and you can vote for Callie and for Nancy as a top mom in podcasting. And you can also cast your vote for The Upside with Callie and Jeff to be number one, hopefully, for month number 11. And then we're going to get to month number 12. And then
we're retiring.
And then we're going to retire from podcasting and go live on a stress-free island with some monks.
Hey, Callie and Jeff, calling about Jeff working from home dad. Think about like if you weren't a dad and you were working from home, like you run the business, like that's amazing. And also a working from home dad, like that's my goal for my husband. I'd like him to be doing that. It's just golden, like no daycare. And think about that time you have with her and she has with you that you will never get back. So it's amazing. There's absolutely nothing to be, you know, ashamed of. And I really doubt people judge it. They're probably just jealous. All right. Have a great day. Bye.
Money is tight, but you want to be healthy. Not only your physical body, but your mental health. That's why BetterHelp offers financial aid to people who qualify. And BetterHelp, in many cases, is more affordable than traditional offline counseling. The service is available all over the world. And as a matter of fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp in the U.S. that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. They've got counselors who deal with depression and stress and anxiety and family matters and anger. And if you're just not sleeping well, they can help you. Look, therapy can be intimidating, especially for the first time. BetterHelp is a great way to get started. from the comfort of your own home. And they're going to do everything they can to make sure that your therapy experience is successful. If you don't like the therapist that's assigned to you, you just contact BetterHelp and they'll give you somebody new. It's that simple. It's convenient, it's professional. Like I said, it's affordable. And just like with face-to-face therapy, everything is confidential. I want you to start living a happier life today. Because you're an Upside listener, you can have 10% off your first month by going to betterhelp.com/upside. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health simply by going to BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/upside today.
Hey, Jeff and Kelly, this is Catherine. And I just wanted to say with the drooling and with the rash, the Aquaphor is the best, but also, even though they're ugly, I hate them, bibs are the best thing you can get. And you got to get the good bibs. You got to get the ones that are absorbent. The green sprouts are the best. They actually absorb it rather than it just rolling off or absorbing it too fast into their clothes. But I kept lots of cases of clothes available, use lots of bibs, and that's the way to keep it off their skin so that they're not getting wet. But Aquaphor's the best. Have a good day.
Hi, Kelly. I was listening to Monday's episode. I know I'm a couple days behind. And what you were saying about Easter basket for Ellie, even though she won't remember it. It was so funny because I was watching this TikTok, and it was this lady who was at Disney with her young and daughter in the stroller, and she posted, she goes, take the trip even if they won't remember, because the memories that you make will still be yours. And it just really resonated with me that even though our kids won't remember, these are the stories that we will tell them. And that Easter basket, and it being so cute and everything else, that's a memory you're going to cherish and be able to tell her stories to her and our kids. You know, it's going to be amazing. Have a great day. Bye.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. I just heard the call for help on Ellie's rash. And this is not a secret weapon, but it's maybe an unpopular opinion. I always found Aquaphor made everything worse because it, like, seals everything in and doesn't allow fresh air in, which works for some stuff. But the moisture-related rashes and things like that, I thought it was best to strip baby, let him have as much fresh air as possible, and then I stopped using all products in the bath and probably didn't use soap for, I don't know, a couple months, and it all went away. And that kind of goes with the end of drooling and things like that, too. But I think when it comes to baby rashes, I'm a fan of less is more, less products, and sort of let their system work it out. But good luck. Bye.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. This is Amanda, and I was just listening to the episode where you're discussing irrational childhood fears, and I just was reminded of one of mine. I do not know if anyone else remembers this random movie. I believe the title of the movie was Piranha, but it was about this lake. There were piranhas in the lake, and in the first, like, 30 seconds of the movie, people go into this lake and are attacked by piranhas. Now, logically, piranhas probably don't exist in Georgia, but I have never, since I was 5, been able to go into a lake and swim because I'm terrified that I will be attacked by piranhas. And that is my random, irrational childhood fear. Have a great day, guys.
And it's a lot of times you feel like, well, am I doing the right thing? Is this good enough? Am I good enough? Am I strong enough to do this job? And then you just have to believe in yourself as much as you can. And against all odds, you just say, you know what? I'm gonna just put my best foot forward and I'm gonna give the world the best that I got, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything is possible.